Test 70, Section 1, Question 13. Now here, we're looking for the assumption in the argument. And if we look at the passage, it says that the network's advertisement is grossly misrepresents what it's like. Thus, it will not as effectively attract the sorts of viewers likely to continue watching as would one that the program's producers favored. People who tune in to watch the first episode based on false expectations will be unlikely to watch subsequent episodes. Now, here we do have something new in the conclusion that we didn't get anywhere in the evidence. And that's the statement about the advertisement that the producers favored. So that's kind of a new thing. And so we are probably going to be needing to bring that in somewhere in the assumption. Because what we know is that it misrepresents it, and people who tune in to the first episode based on false expectations will be unlikely to watch subsequent episodes. So that's what we have as evidence, and we have to accept that. But the conclusion is it will not as effectively attract the sort of viewers that are likely to continue watching the program as would the advertisement that the producers favored. So really what we've got as far as gap is that the producers one would have been better in this situation. So, A, most viewers who tune into the first episode will do so because of the network's advertisement. The problem here is we don't have to assume that most of the viewers will. We just have to assume that some of them will. So then B, the advertisement that the program's producers favored would not have grossly misrepresented what the program would be like. Well, we do have to assume that, or else there really isn't going to be any difference between the current advertisement and the one that was favored by the producers. So that one seems pretty good. We'll hold on to it. Most people who tune into the first episode of the program and become loyal viewers will not have tuned in as a result of their advertisement. Well, we don't have to assume that. We are really not concerned with those who do become loyal viewers, just that there's going to be less of those than there would have been with the another system. If the advertisement that the producers favor were used instead, almost all of the viewers who tune in would tune into subsequent. Here, it's the right idea, but it's too strong. If this had said some of them would, it would have been good, but almost all is too strong. And most people who become loyal viewers of a program do not miss the program's first episode. We don't have to assume that most people catch the first episode because there's nothing in here that requires that. That's kind of irrelevant to what we have. And so therefore, answer choice B is our correct response.